94.9 The Zoo, moving through your day here. Of course, we have been talking at length lately about how excited we are for a MagicCon 2022 coming up in April 29th through May 1st. And of course, there's going to be all kinds of fantastic guests for you to come and visit with and talk with. And visiting with me right now is Doug Jones. Doug, how are you today?
I am great today. And, you know, I didn't realize your station was called The Zoo. And if anyone yes. belongs in a zoo, it would be me with all of the animal characters I played over the years.
For sure. Yeah, you are an actor that I'm sure, you know, there's probably a lot of people who have definitely seen something that you've been in, but maybe wouldn't recognize you because you're an actor who I like to think of as someone who brings, takes a creature and makes them into a character so often.
Oh, well, I'll take that as a huge compliment. Thank you. Recently, I got an award from the Makeup and Hair Union. They gave an award to an actor called the Chair Award. So I was for a lifetime of sitting in their chairs, and I was dubbed the King of Creatures that night. And I thought, wow, that's rather humbling, but I'll take it
for sure. So of course, you know, you've been in so many different movies. I'm mostly familiar with your work with Guillermo del Toro, you know, since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Of course, the Hellboy movies, and then most recently, Best Picture winning Shape of Water in 2017. You've been appearing, of course, as a main cast member on Star Trek Discovery. Recently, that's been, you know, as Saru, who's risen from, I believe it was a commander, now up to captain, as I understand, right?
Right. I started in season one as a lieutenant commander, then I got promoted to commander and a first officer, then I was acting captain as a commander, and I became captain. And so now, and then season three, now season four, you just saw, I am still a captain's status and rank, but I stepped down from the captain's chair to be a first officer again for Michael Burnham, who leads our show.
Fantastic. And that must be really interesting, stepping into a show like Star Trek. We were talking with Janet Kidder, like the feeling of stepping onto such a historied franchise must be interesting. And then eventually, you know, getting to sit even for, you know, temporarily in the captain's chair must be an experience.
Being in the captain's chair of a Starfleet starship does put you in a very small club of actors over the decades. So I that was not lost on me.
Speaking of franchises that are returning, you have a project coming out. Of course, it's Hocus Pocus 2. I think everybody's seen Hocus Pocus, and you are Billy Butcherson coming back for Hocus Pocus 2.
Yeah, correct. Thank you. Yeah, I talk about surreal. Any actor will tell you that they don't expect to reprise a role 29 years after doing them the first time. Yeah, so first of all, Hocus Pocus number one, we never knew was going to be the big hit that it became. You know, we all thought it was going to come out in theaters and do box office smashing numbers, and it kind of fizzled when it came out in theaters because it came out in the summertime.
Yeah,
it wasn't the right season. It was advertised as a Bette Midler comedy, and it really, you know, it didn't get that Halloween family film vibe. And then when people saw it, it's like, oh, this is a Halloween family film. Yes. So then it became the home video market and television airings. I mean, the month of October, it plays on high rotation on the Freeform channel and Disney Plus, and it's everywhere. When I got back into my Billy Butcherson makeup again, that's what I played in the movie, was the Billy the Zombie, putting that layer of dead guy skin back on, and the wig was the same wig I wore in the first movie. They'd been keeping it on a dummy this whole time, yeah. Costume, everything was, I came up out of that grave looking exactly the same, like zero time. I haven't gained a pound in those 29 years either in real life. So honestly, it looked like 2 minutes had passed since the last movie ended.
That
it
is surreal.
Really, really freaky, yeah. Because I'm 61 now, so I was really freaky.
Really turning back the clock.
Mm-hmm,
Speaking of turning back the clock, you are appearing in the remake of one of the first movies, period, that I understand to exist. You're appearing in a remake of Nosferatu as the original movie vampire Count Orlok.
Right. Yeah, this was the first vampire movie, I believe, ever. Nosferatu, the 1922 silent film. And this is the 100th year anniversary right now for that. So this would be the ideal time. You know, this was we don't have a release date yet, but I did do a remake of Nosferatu. Very, very true and in keeping with the original silent film, only ours is a talkie with sound.
Speaking of vampires, we were chatting a little bit before we started the interview here. Season 4 of What We Do in the Shadows coming up on FX.
It is indeed. The season 4 is finished filming, and my recurring character of Baron Athanas, the Nosferatu-like character in the show, who's like an old-school vampire, who comes to, came from the old world to check on these doofus vampires in Staten Island, New York. And, you know, I've had so much fun popping up here and there throughout the series. And I just did finish filming another episode for their season 4 that'll be coming out. I don't know when that season starts airing, but it's in the can, as they say. And so the Baron will show up again. See, I have that to look forward to. I have so much fun. What a funny show. And when you're wearing prosthetic makeup and you're going through the process and you kind of drudge going into work like, oh, here I go again, you know, rubber, glue. When you're doing it for something that's that funny and that you laugh all day, it just lightens the whole mood and you look forward to going in. So I hope you all enjoy season 4 of What We Do in the Shadows.
It is a truly hilarious show. But Doug, thank you so much for sitting down and chatting with us this morning. Of course, you're going to be at a MagicCon April 29th through May 1st. So if you, the listener, have questions for Doug, if you want to chit-chat for a little bit, or if you just want to say hello, get an autograph, he's going to be there for you April 29th through May 1st.
Right. And the hugs are always free.
Well, there you go. Get a hug from Doug Jones at a MagicCon April 29th through May 1st at the Minot Municipal Auditorium. Doug, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.